Turning our attention now to the ASX. Here's Matt Burney and Bulls and Bears with the latest public company views and interviews.
Welcome to Bulls and Bears, brought to you today by lithium and geothermal energy developer Vulcan Energy, ASX code VUL. I'm Matt Burney and I'm joined now by the Managing Director of Vulcan Energy, Francis Whedon. Hi, Francis.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so Vulcan Energy stock rocketed from 20 cents a share to $16 in 2021 when the market saw the unique nature and sheer scale of its dual lithium brine and geothermal power project in Germany. The company is aiming to produce lithium hydroxide from deep brines in Germany's Upper Rhine Valley that coincidentally are also uber hot and capable of producing geothermal power for sale into the market and also for use in Vulcan's own operation. Okay, Francis, firstly, just how big is this project in terms of its lithium endowment and what percentage of its income will come from selling geothermal power?
So it's the largest lithium resource in Europe, Matt, so 26.6 million tonnes lithium carbonate equivalent contained within the resource. And that means we can scale up and grow as the market grows very rapidly in Europe. And roughly, because we're a fully integrated renewable energy and lithium production project, roughly 20% of our revenues will be coming from the renewable energy side and roughly 80% will come from the lithium side. And we're already producing renewable energy and shortly, within the next couple of years, we'll be commercially producing lithium hydroxide as well.
Okay, now the European Union is set to write into law its Critical Raw Materials Act and Net Zero Industry Act that will support green energy projects. From my reading of the details, these acts could have been written directly for Vulcan Energy. Is that how you see it?
If our information is correct, then yes. So these acts will cover renewable energy and critical raw materials production, which lithium will be at the top of the critical raw materials list. And this covers permitting, so a one-stop shop for permitting. Our permitting is already going very well, but we think this will really be an accelerant for that permitting process, but also public funding from the European Union as well, which will be a great backing as we go into our financing post the DFS.
How much will it cost to build this project, and what's the projected internal rate of return before tax? Just the numbers.
So about 1.5 billion euro to build the project, and pre-tax IRR is 34%, so a very healthy rate of return.
How long will this project last for, and what's the expected annual EBITDA before tax?
So the project we model for 30 years, it could go well beyond that because the resource is big enough. And we have a 700 million euro revenue with an EBITDA margin of 84%. And it's that high because we generate our own energy for the project from the geothermal part of the operation.
Have you locked away any potential lithium customers yet?
We have. We have Europe's largest automakers, some of the world's largest automakers, Volkswagen, Stellantis, which covers Peugeot, Citroën, Opel, among others. And we have Renault, LG, and Umicore as well. So we've basically sold out of our first 5 years of lithium production.
I see you have both Gina Reinhardt and her son John Hancock on your share register, so you must be doing something right given they haven't agreed on much lately. So well done to you, Francis Whedon from Vulcan Energy, and thanks for joining me on Bulls and Bears today. And remember, we're only here to give you information, not advice, which you should of course seek independently. I'm Matt Burney and this is Bulls and Bears.
For more public company interviews, go to the Money page on the 6PR, 2GB, 3AW and 4BC websites and click the Public Companies tab.